Morell is so dry. But the way he said it, I do think someone should tell him, don't you?
You sound like a pretty close bunch on Campus Road.
Well, Corvettes are small, Julie. You get to be like a family. It all comes down from the captain. If the captain's a good sort, then so is the atmosphere on the ship.
Remember that when you get your own ship.
My own ship? I'm not ready for that.
You'll get one eventually.
Perhaps. If the war lasts long enough. But there's just a drop more wine in here. Do you want it?
No, I've had enough.
Anyway, we're off again tomorrow.
I knew before you. That's the beauty of working in operations, being always a step ahead of the ship's officers.
So, you know what my next move is going to be, then?
I hope so, Keith.
I am very, very fond of you, Julie.
But this isn't a good time for falling in love, I remember.
It's just that, I need to keep my mind on the job, what we all do, and the fewer distractions, the better.
You're a wonderfully serious-minded man.
And you are a beautiful, intelligent woman.
August 1942. The Battle of the Atlantic is raging along the western approaches. 1 month after the horrendous PQ-17 convoy to northern Russia, when 24 merchant ships out of 36 were sunk, Compass Rose is making her way back from Murmansk. The frozen waters off Norway turn to ice all over the ship. Tired and battle-weary, Captain Erickson and his crew are hoping for a quiet trip down to Liverpool.
Captain, sir. Sorry to bother you.
Yes, Chief. Trouble in the engine room.
I've a bearing I don't like the feel of at all. Running nearly red hot.
That's lucky in this weather.
If it goes, the engine will seize off, sir.
What can we do?
I want to stop engine and have a look at her as soon as possible.
You're talking about the main shaft, Chief.
Aye, sir. Been keeping an eye on her for the last 4 hours. It's getting worse. She starved the oil, I think.
How long does it take?
Depends on what I find when I get her apart, sir.
Well, how about if we just slow down or something? I'm loath to stop and leave the convoy.
If she seizes up, there'll be nothing to be done.
Quiet with the engine stopped, isn't it, sir?
Oh, yes, number one. Can see for miles. And be seen, of course.
All clear on the Asdic. We're just listening on it to be on the safe side.
Let's hope it stays that way.
See, it's over the quarter inch, but I'm trying to get it to budge with that.
There you go. You want me to get over the other side and start undoing from there?
Aye.
Got it. It's coming.
No bloody room to move here. Here's the bulkhead at the front.
Yeah. I'll unbolt it after the T-junction.
No, before the junction. It could be blocked there.
Yeah, it could be blocked anywhere, Chief. We'll just have to suck it and see.
Just get on with it, Sammy. 6 more bolt filling boots this side.
Come on, you.
Change the lookout, sir.
Very good, Smith. Let me know if anything is sighted.
Aye, aye, sir.
Not that we'll be able to do anything about it. If you do...
Sir?
Hmm? No, nothing, number one.
Funny lot, aren't they, sir?
Hmm?
The Russians.
Well, they certainly seem very wary of us. Suspicious.
I had a few run-ins with the dockyard interpreter.
Oh, comrade Vasilev.
That's him. Doesn't like the English, he told me. Thinks we're a snooty lot of baskets.
Does he?
Shouted after me as I left after one of our little misunderstandings. You English, you think we Russians know damn nothing, but I tell you we know damn all. Glad of our help, all the same.
I just try to remember, number one, the Russians are on our side. My son's ship was on that Russian convoy last month.
Is he all right?
Yes, he came through.
In the Navy, is he, sir?
No, in the Merchant Service. Fourth officer on a ship called the Glenn McCadden.
How's the repair going? Don't ask.
Chief Watts will report when he has any news.
Nice to be on our way before nightfall, sir.
Yes, Mr. Morrell. Yes, it certainly would.
Fresh from Angel.
Yes, Chief.
It is a blocked oil feed line, sir.
Ah.
Dry as a bone. I've got it out and we're looking for further blockages.
Oh. Any idea how much longer?
At least another 2 hours, sir.
Oh. Very good. Carry on, Chief.
This is bloody useless, huh? It's bunged up solid right in the middle of the car. I'll try and get out of it. I wonder what the effort can be. Whatever it is, it won't budge. Right. Here's what we're going to do. We'll have to saw through the pipe till we find it, then braze the bloody thing back together once we've cleared it.
That will take hours, Chief.
There's no alternative. Broughton.
Yes, Chief.
Thank you with a hacksaw.
You're right, Chief.
It's 3/4 of an inch thick, Chief. It'll take all night.
It'll take the whole of the bloody war if you don't stop gabbing.
Well, where do you want me to make the first cut, Chief?
Here. Tracy will take over in 10 minutes. I'm going up to speak to the captain. Tell him the good news.
You're right, Faraday.
The chief told the captain it would take 2 hours. That was 5 hours ago.
Well, I don't expect the chief is enjoying this any more than we are, old chap. Probably less.
My heart bleeds. It's his fault this happened. He shouldn't have let the damn thing get boxed up in the first place.
Why don't you go below and catch up on a bit of sleep?
No, I'm staying on deck, John. We're a sitting target here. I want to be near the lifeboats.
Ship on the horizon, sir.
Thank you, Brown. It's Viper, sir. Coming to tuck us in for the night. Or to keep us company, you think, sir?
Now, the convoy can't afford to lose 2 escorts during the night.
Signal from Viper, sir.
What are they saying, Wells?
Afraid I cannot spare you escort for the night. How are the repairs coming along, sir?
Make to them slowly. And, Dad, we shall sleep by ourselves.
Aye, aye, sir.
Be dark in half an hour. Let's be especially careful with darkened ship procedures tonight. I don't want to advertise our presence, if at all possible. And the same thing goes for noise. Absolute quiet. Pass the word, Coxman.
I'll see to it, sir.
Good man, Broughton. Let's have a look. There it is.
At last. 8 times we've had to saw through the flaming thing. What is it, Chief?
Cotton waste and duct compressed into a solid, oily plug. Right in the joint of the elbow. How the hell did that get in there?
Bloody shipyard workers in Glasgow.
All those bloody refreshers in Liverpool. God, I'd like to have just 5 minutes with whoever left this in the pipe.
Yeah, I suppose they knew they were never going to get stuck in the middle of the sea.
Give me the scour out with fresh oil and I'll make a start on braising it back together again. Broughton, get the ball lamps on.
Oh, I see.
Roger and Alf, you join the fire crew. I want all boats swung out and the lashings taken off the rafts.
Just in case we have to make a rush job of swimming for it tonight, Mr. Tallow. Do you think we might have to, Chief?
Let's put it this way. If a sub spots us tonight, we're not going to be in a position to dodge it, are we, lad? Now, the rest of you, if you have to move about, do it quietly. If I hear a peep out of anyone tonight or see any lights, I'll have whoever is responsible up on a charge. Is that clear?
Number one.
Sir. Oh. All right, John. My watch.
Yeah, 5 minutes early. You're my hero.
All right, Gordon. What are you doing up here?
I prefer to be up here, number one.
Faraday's decided to sleep on deck tonight. Lord God, he wants to be near the moat.
The whole ship is spooked. It's all this damn whispering and tiptoeing about.
All clear on the ping set?
So far. Would you like me to get some cocoa sent up, sir?
No, that's number one. You heard what caused the blockage. A bit of rag left during the refit.
Shoreside people don't seem to give a damn sometimes, do they? Like that chap who tried to sell me black market petrol coupons. Mm. If people like him could see what happens when a tanker is hit by a torpedo, They'd have a better idea of what the true cost of petrol is.
Well, they never will, number one. That's the whole...
Good grief.
Mr. Morell, go and ask Chief Watts if he can muffle the sound somewhat. Tell him the torpedo will hit him first.
Yes, sir. Straight away, sir.
I'll be glad when the morning comes, sir.
Well, let's hope we're still here to see it. Anyone within 20 miles knows we're here now.
Chief! Chief!
What?
Oh, it's you, Miss Morell. Come to see the front, sir. It won't be long now.
The captain says, can you keep the old noise down a bit?
Can you hear it up top?
Hear it? U-boats have been popping up from miles around to complain about the racket.
I've heard you're all finished now. That's the last racket.
How much longer, Chief?
No more than a couple of hours, and I'll try and muffle the hammering.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Mr. Morell, quiet what?
Yes, Chief?
If you sport, Jerry, give us a bit of notice, will you? We're well below the waterline down here, and there's a good few of us to get up that one wee ladder.
Don't worry, Chief. You'll be the first to know.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Crikey. It's cold up here, number one.
Certainly is.
Number one, now, can I ask you something?
Yes, of course.
You've been around a bit. It's a sort of a facts of life thing.
You aren't thinking about girls at a time like this, are you, Baker?
No, number one. It's just that on my last leave, I went up to London and, well, thing is, I...
Go on.
Captain, sir. Yes, Chief. Ready to move, sir.
Thank God.
Thank you, Chief. Very well done.
Now, what was it you wanted to ask, Baker?
It doesn't matter.
Wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse, sir.
Ring, stand by, main engines.
Aye, aye, sir.
Baker.
Yes, Captain?
Tell Greg to get the boat party to return the lifeboats to seagoing position and secure the lashings back on the life rafts.
Aye, aye, sir.
You've had the best of luck tonight, sir.
Yes, number one. Let's hope we haven't used up our share in one go.
That's the convoy coming onto the screen then, Sellers.
Aye, sir. That looks about 20 miles away.
I'll tell the captain. Captain?
Captain.
Sorry to disturb your sleep, sir, but yeah. I thought you'd like to know we've made contact with the convoy on the radar. Should be up with them by mid-morning.
Good.
Sir, on the RDF there, can you see it?
What am I looking for?
There. Faint echo astern of the convoy.
Yeah, yes, I see. Is it the tail end Charlie Corvette?
No, it's separate from the convoy, sir. It's maybe 10 or so miles behind it.
What do you make of it?
I don't know, sir. It's too wee for a ship.
Well, keep your eye on it. If it's still there in 5 minutes' time, I'll call the captain. He won't be pleased. He's had barely 3 hours' sleep in the last 48.
This turns out to be a blasted seagull perched on the radar aerial. Where is it?
There, sir.
Ah, yes. Not a striker.
Too small for a ship, sir.
Have you ever had an echo like this before, sir?
Not exactly, sir.
And there's nothing wrong with the set?
No, sir. The set on the top line.
Mm-hmm.
10 miles astern from the convoy, maintaining pace with it, but keeping its distance.
Right.
Sound action stations. Sir, let me know if it changes direction, sir.
Aye, aye, sir.
No crew contact, sir.
Wheelhouse. Turn on the wheel, sir. Stand by for course correction. Bridge to engine room.
Engine room, sir.
Give me every bit of steam you've got.
Well, stay ahead, sir. Get some crew close up, sir.
Action stations all close up, sir.
Bearing 180, sir.
We are overhauling her. She's moving at the speed of the convoy.
The signal's gaining strength, sir.
It's definitely a submarine, trailing the convoy, waiting for night before attacking.
They didn't count on us being so far behind, or did they, sir?
Report your target.
Closing on us still, sir. Range 4 miles. She's maintaining position. Doesn't look as though she knows we're here.
back on the horizon, sir. Almost dead ahead, sir.
Got her. Can you see it, Baker?
That's definitely a coming tower. It's a sub, all right.
Bridge to radar. Visual contact established.
Caution, steer 181 degrees.
181
degrees,
sir. Morrell. Yes,
Captain. We have a U-boat on the surface, dead ahead. With a bit of luck, we should get her within Aztec range before she sees us. But as soon as she starts to dive, I want you to get a couple of shots in.
Come through ready and eager, sir.
Should we send a sighting report, sir?
Yes, Wells. Get Rose to send a coded WT signal.
Yes, sir.
Take this down. To Admiralty. Copy to Viperus and all escorts. Submarine on surface, 10 miles astern, convoy TG-104. Course 180, speed 7 knots. Am engaging.
Sir!
Number one.
Sir!
We've made visual contact. It's a submarine, all right.
I knew it!
Now, as soon as he sees us, stand by for the fastest crash dive in history. Get into the Aztec hut and let me know when you have her.
Let's hope we caught them with their trousers down, sir.
I could definitely hit it now, sir!
All right, Mr. Morrell. Give us your best shot.
Shoot!
Over shot them.
Down 300!
They've seen us.
Shoot!
She's going down!
Up 100! Shoot!
She's down. I think that last one might have hit her. Well done, Morrell. Aztecs, do you have contact?
Yes, sir. But at extreme range. Heading to port, sir.
Up ahead, Coxon.
Keep tracking her, Wilkins. We can't lose her now.
She's trying to get away. Bearing 178.
Bearing 178, sir!
Stand by, depth charges.
Steady!
Simultaneous echo, sir!
Go, depth charges! Bring her about, quartermaster. Slow ahead, engine.
Slow ahead. Aye, aye, sir.
Number one.
Any signs, sir?
Nothing so far.
But we must have got her. The damn thing was there.
Sweep again, number one. We haven't finished yet. Lost contact procedure.
There. Look.
Where?
Over there, sir. Oil and debris. On surface. Red Four Hill, sir.
She's surfacing, sir.
Open fire, Baker!
Men coming on deck, sir!
Cotton, hard aboard. We'll ram him if we have to.
Hard aboard, sir!
Open fire! Sink that piece of rubbish, Mr. Morrell!
Shoot! They're jumping into the water!
Skipper!
Take
well,
yes, sir!
Signal to Vipers. Repeat it to Admiralty. We have sunk our first U-boat. Picking up survivors and rejoining convoy as soon as possible.
They don't look like mates, do they, number one?
Come on!
Captain. You're all right.
I heard Hitler.
You what? Ground rat. Come on, move yourselves. I can't hang about here all day.
You heard what this one said. I'll let the you, my friend.
Oh, oh,
what's going on, Mr. Callow? Oh,
sorry, sir, I accidentally stood on his toe.
Geneva Convention!
Yes, it is. Stop that racket. You'll live.
I wouldn't have stopped to pick him up if I'd been the captain.
Yes, well, that's as may be, Coxon, but as we have, let's get them on board as quickly as possible.
Come on. Up you come.
Now then.
Heil Hitler! I wish to make it clear from the start.
No. I don't think we will start like that. What is your name?
My name is Captain Lieutenant Erich von Helmut, and that is all I am required to give you under the convention.
Shut up. I'll do the talking here. Now.
May I inquire your name, Captain?
Erickson.
That's a good German name.
Hardly.
You took my ship by surprise. Otherwise, a little boat like this would never have been able to...
Oh. I'm sorry if it's too hard for you.
Of all, Germany, I think, is winning.
Shut up. You know, von Helmut, I could throw you over the side. You and all your men. And no one would inquire where you went.
You would not dare.
Sentry. Yes, sir? If this prisoner makes any move to leave his cabin, shoot him. Understand?
Aye, aye, sir.
This is outrageous. I am an officer of the German Navy.
And you're a bastard in any language. I'm not particularly interested in getting you back to England, Captain. Just remember that. Please, make yourself comfortable. Steer OC5.
3-5-3
for the wheel, sir. Any contact, number one?
No, sir.
On the starboard, sir. Another ship is chopping.
Can you see which it is, lookout?
Too much smoke, sir.
Message from Barbara, sir.
Yes, well.
Cameron RC, sir. Maintain your position. Do not stop the survivors.
Acknowledge, Wells.
Yes, sir.
Poor bastards. They're never going to last 5 minutes in water this cold. These U-boats. Sorry, hate them. The dirtiest, sneakiest form of warfare known to man. Come in.
Sorry to disturb you, sir, but Viper has just signaled last night's losses.
Oh. How many did we lose?
4, sir.
I see. Which one?
Number 18, Fort James. Number 21, Bulstrode Manor. Number 14, Eriskay. And number 25, sir, the Glen McCurtain. I thought you ought to know straight away.
Any word of survivors?
No, sir. I told Wells to signal the other escorts in the convoy for names of survivors, but we've heard nothing back yet. I'm sorry.
Thank you, number one. Carry on. We can't even protect the ships our sons are on.
The old man's son. He was fourth officer on the Glen McCurtain. She copped it last night. Must have gone down fast. No word of anyone picked up.
What age was he?
18, 19.
We should have killed every one of those bloody jerrys who was on here last night.
Jim, I wouldn't say anything to him. He'll tell himself if he wants you to know.
Change of lookout, sir.
Carry on, Brown. Shall I get the bosun's mate to fetch us some cocoa, sir?
Thank you. Maybe we could all do some.
Tank of Helmsley, sir. Able Seaman Dykes on the wheel. Steering 057, sir.
Thank you, Dykes.
Any news?
No. We've heard from all the escorts. None of them picked up the captain's son.
How's he taking it?
What do you expect? I was worried something like this would happen when I heard his son's ship was with the convoy.
Sir?
Yes, well.
Message being flashed from number 27 of the Polish ship, sir. It's not very clear.
Do the best you can, Wells.
We see your message. McCurtain. We have won. I think he means they picked up the survivors.
Ask the name, will you, Wells?
The reply coming out, sir. E R I C S O N. Erickson. Same name as you, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Wells. Today, 3 years ago, Tempest Rose was commissioned. She's been a happy and lucky ship. We've had our share of rough times and roughish weather. But we have come through with pride. And on this Sunday morning, as we face the prospect of joining yet another convoy and going back to the Atlantic, I know that you'll all put our 3 years of experience and training to good use in the service of our country and His Majesty the King. God bless you all.
spring 1943. As Compass Rose sailed out towards the bar-like vessel on her way to join another convoy, there was no way the sailors lining the deck of Compass Rose that Sunday evening could know that their ship had had her share of luck. She would never again return to port.
Wheelhouse, stand by for course alteration.
We've been
The torpedo hit them on the port bar. The ship, traveling at speed, tore herself apart. In the crew quarters, in the forward part of the ship, the sailors who were not killed immediately were trapped. The only door through which they could have escaped was buckled in the explosion and jammed tight. On the bridge, Lieutenant Commander Erickson could hear their final agonized screams through the voice pipe.
Well, call by bus on RT in plain language day. Torpedo is positioned 050 degrees, 30 miles astern of you. Lebois, look out! Lebois! Lebois! Someone help me!
Are you all right, darling?
Only yes.
I love you.
I love you, too. I want to spend the rest of my life like this, lying in your arms. I love you, Julie.
Are you asking me to marry you?
Will you?
Number one. Number one, for God's sake!
Marry me, and never leave my side. Julie. Julie!
Number one! Number one! Can you get your feet, number one? You fell when the ship upended.
How long was I out, sir?
Only a minute or two.
Seemed longer. Oh, God! What a mess!
Sit steady! I've altered the boats lowered, but I think we may have lost the port one.
Where did she get us, sir?
Came into the forecastle. Hit us at full speed. The ship has ripped herself apart.
Did anyone get out from the forecastle, sir?
No, number one.
I hope it was quick.
It wasn't for some of them.
Oh, Father.
Steam corks tight. God almighty, this must be bad. Come on. Come on, Captain. Give the bloody work.
Leave it, Chief, and come up.
Aye, aye, sir.
She's taken it, isn't she?
Aye, but no with us on board. Come on, you lord! Up the bloody ladder!
Damn, sorry, Tim.
Give me the hammer, darling.
You're right. The boat's never going to move. We'll have to rely on the starboard raft, sir.
Unlock the box. Get them all inside.
Roll out the barrel. Let's have a barrel up.
Who's that? It's me. Leading torpedo man Wainwright.
You doing, Wainwright?
I'm taking out the depth chart primer, sir. It's my abandoned ship station, sir.
Right. Carry on.
I'm sure they've seen on radar what's happened to us and are sending the ship to pick us up, sir. Roll out the barrel.
I'll do the other side. Oh, move it. I'll never see our baby again. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Put your luggage in the confidential box, sir.
Yes, well, throw them over. Then get yourself to the stand.
Sir.
Confidential books overboard. That's it, number one. Please,
yes, sir.
Pity about the boats.
Yes, sir.
We should have practiced this more, number one.
Compass Rose always seems so lucky, sir.
Our commissioning report said we fell down somewhat on abandoned ship procedures. Everyone off the bridge and up to the stern. Watson.
Yes, sir.
Pike, abandoned ship.
Sir, abandoned ship.
Number one, you take command of one of the rafts and make for the other one.
Aye, aye, sir.
What on chance did you think, sir?
The convoy have our position, Dykes. They'll be sending someone to get us. Now go on up to the stern. It's time to go, gentlemen. We'll all meet up later. And once you're in the water, make for the rafts. Good luck to you all.
Good luck, sir.
There's number one. Good luck. Come on, into the water.
Get as far from the ship as you can before she goes down.
Right, I'm off, lads. See you in blighty, mate.
Come on, broken jumper.
I can't swim, Chief.
Neither can I, boy. A life belt for people to put. Give your hand, we'll jump together.
Thanks, Chief.
We'll look out for each other, eh?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yes! It's me, Baker!
Freezing, isn't it, Morrell? How ready for chaps of my division? Are you all right?
Never better, sir! You don't wait for me! You go on, Baker!
Lovely moon. Lane. I saw you standing alone. I knew just what you were there for.
What's the matter with you, Johnny?
You said we'd have a quiet drink.
Well?
All these people. Elaine, I've hardly seen you.
Oh, I'd have thought after months on end playing at naval officers, you'd be pleased to have a touch of civilization.
You call this lot civilized?
I say, Morrell, old man, stop monopolizing her. Come on, Elaine, let's dance. I like the smooth you
are. Oh, behave yourself. My husband's here.
I may not be when you come back.
Do you know what you damn well like? If you've forgotten how to enjoy yourself, don't take it out on me, chum.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, you know how boring husbands are, Bertie. Where are you going?
To the lavatory, if you must know. Should never have come.
There's a fair little number, Bertie, your ladder.
Oh, Elaine, sweet. An actress.
Look at your Bertie.
They've been having a fling for the last few months. Hot little
piece,
you
tell. Oh, God.
What about the Navy chap? Who's he? Castle Fleur, eh?
The husband. Excuse me. Oh, I say, sorry, old chap. Didn't see you there.
Get out of my bloody way. Morrell! What? Do you want to take my place in the raft for a while?
No, Baker. It's no warmer on the damn raft. I'm fine here.
I've found Broughton. He's half drowned.
I'll get into the water and let him have my place, number one. Hold on to the ratline, Baker. I'm going to swim round. See if I can find any more stragglers.
Lockhart! I just want to say...
Take it easy. We're coming through this, John. Just keep hold. We'll be picked up soon.
Come on, fellas. Get on the raft. You can have my place. How many times have you told always wear your lifebelt at action station?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chief. I couldn't find it.
Has anyone seen Chief, what?
I saw it, sir.
Yes?
Just after the ship sank, sir, he was holding on to a bit of wood.
Maybe he went to the other raft. How many here, Wells?
We're 11 on our raft, sir.
Now, listen. All of you. I want everyone on the raft and those in water holding onto the ropes to call out their names.
Silence, sir. Keep awake, Morale. Keep your voice down. He can hear you, Elaine.
I've had it up here with you, Johnny. You really are a bore.
And we had enough scenes for one night.
Scenes? You haven't an idea of scenes, my dear.
You're my wife, for God's sake.
Oh, just what are you accusing me of, Johnny? Not sitting at home while you fight your silly war. What do you expect me to do? Knit you balaclavas?
The taxi man can hear.
So what? I'm sick of this questioning and sulking.
Are you having an affair with him?
Oh,
are you?
Let me go! You're hurting me!
Are you? I have to know.
Yes. Yes. I'm sleeping with half of London while you're away. There. Are you happy now?
I feel so cold. I think I'm dying.
What did you say, John?
What, Cabby?
You're falling asleep, John. Don't go to sleep, Morale.
Leave me alone, old chap.
Come on. It's your turn to get on the raft.
No, leave me.
I'll help you. Baker. Baker!
Yes, number one.
Give me a hand.
Chief! Where's the chief?
Where? Steady, lad.
Oh, I had to find the chief. So we look after each other.
Hey, down.
You're all in the right.
Broughton, he's all right. He's on the other raft.
Can you see number one's raft, Mr. Seller? Coxswain. Can you see the coxswain on? On the ropes, Ferriby?
Not there, sir.
Leave us be. I was talking to him a minute ago.
Is it getting lighter, Seller? No, of course it's not. It's 6 hours till dawn. 6 hours? The clouds are lighter.
It's the bloody moon behind the clouds.
I can't feel my legs. Scotty, you all right?
He's dead. He's stone cold. Scott's dead, sir.
Tip him over. Right. Now, listen, men. We have to stay awake. Sleep is fatal.
Excuse me. Second Officer Hallam?
Yes.
Oh, I say, are you all right?
Yes. I've just had a bit of bad news, that's all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Compass Rose. I need someone on her.
Were you very close?
I'm sorry. You'll have to excuse me.
Was he a relative?
No, a friend.
Well, cheer up, ma'am. It could be one of the survivors. Don't lose hope, eh?
Listen, everybody. I did some adding up from the old logs of Compass Road on my last leave. This was our 31st convoy. Come on. Cheer. It's an achievement.
Hooray.
Come on. You can cheer better than that. Hooray!
Hooray!
That's better. We've spent 502 days at sea. Now that's nearly a year and a half. Come on. Clap. Come on, Morale. You're not clapping.
And what have we to show for it?
A lot.
Yeah. One bloody U-boat sunk. And now we're in the middle of the ocean in a raft, freezing to death. Come on, let's cheer for that.
Good idea, Wilkins. Cheer, you men!
Hooray! Hooray!
Now, we've steamed 98,000 miles, picked up 640 survivors. I think that's worth some applause.
Yeah.
And how many did we bury?
I didn't look that up.
Listen, all of you. Keep an eye on whoever is near you and give them a shake if they fall asleep. Mr. Bellamy, I want you to tell us a joke.
I can't remember.
And tell us a story about your life. Tell us about banking. Smith, you'd like to hear about that, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
Louder when you speak to the captain.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, what, Smith?
Yes, sir, I'd like to hear about...
Thank you, sir. That's better. Go on, Terry.
I'm tired, sir.
No, you're bloody not. Tell us about banking, Bellamy. That's an order. Bellamy.
We're going to live through this, Tim. Tim, are you listening?
You don't understand.
Think of all the lovely girls you've yet to meet, eh? What age are you? 21?
20, sir. But no girl will want me.
Of course they will.
I've got VD number one. At least in the water here, it doesn't hurt. First time it hasn't in weeks.
It can be cured.
No, number one. If my mother ever found out, I don't want to live with this anymore.
Just stop that!
I didn't want to die without ever having... I wish to God I hadn't.
I remember the joke, sir.
Good. Let's hear it.
Two travelling salesmen.
Yes.
They need to stop the night at a farmer's cottage.
Good. Go on. And I want you all to laugh when Mr. Ferriby is told.
I told Mavis this one when I was on leave. On leave, yes.
Oh, Gordon, you're awful. Oh, I've waited. Oh, are you hungry, my little angel?
Hello there. Could you two? Oh, give her to me.
She don't want to come to
you. Give it to me. She's my child too, you know. Sorry.
Here.
Daddy won't hurt you.
Take her back. She can't abide me.
She's just strange with you, that's all, Gordon. Give her time.
I haven't got time.
I'll take her in for tea. Coming?
No, I'll stay out here.
Well, it's getting cold.
I don't feel it.
Gordon, are you all right? You look so pale.
I'm tired. I can't sleep for the dreams. Every time I close my eyes, all I see are burnt bodies. Corpses covered in blood and oil.
Don't.
It's in my eyes. That's what frightens the baby. And one night, I'll be one of them.
No. Gordon, don't say it.
Better be. Wake up, man.
Oh, I was dreaming.
Sleep and you'll die. Do you hear me, baby?
Maybe I am dead already. That's why I don't feel cold.
Hold tight, everybody!
Morel. Wake up.
He's dead, sir.
Yes. I'm so sorry, John. Tip him over, Wilkins. We can let somebody else on the raft now.
There is no one else, sir.
What are you talking about? Where's young Baker? Oh, God.
We're all but left.
Damn it to hell. Nobody else is to die. You hear? I want you all to sing. Come on. Rule Britannia. Britannia rule the waves. Oh, come on! Sing, you bastards! Never shall be slain. Rule Britannia!
Getting light.
Something out there, sir. A ship?
No. It's the other raft.
Ahoy! water's covered in bodies.
We'll paddle towards them. Come on, Ferriby. Ahoy! Number one! Ahoy! Ahoy! Number one.
Hello, sir.
Well, number one.
What a bloody mess, sir.
You all right?
Ferriby, I thought we'd lost you.
Big hand, Morell.
Dead. Mourning with corpses. Someone should paint it.
Look.
You sure you won't have a drink?
Quite sure, thank you.
You don't mind if,
Well, no, of course not. As I was saying, your husband, you know...
How long did you know Johnny, Commander,
Ericsson. Oh, about 3 and a bit years.
I was married to him for 5. Oh. 5 long years. Some longer than others, I can assure you.
He was very popular among his fellow officers. The men liked him, too.
Did they?
Yes.
Look, I'm sorry to rush you, but I've got a show tonight.
Of course.
I'm in Gare de Paris at the Trocadero. You should come and see it. Come backstage after, if you like.
I'm not staying in London long.
Pity.
If there is anything I can do, please...
You've done enough, Commander.
Sub-Lieutenant Morell was the hero, you know. I know it's sad now, but he died doing something very important, and...
I'm sure he did.
Are you coming, Elaine?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There you are. What did that bloody sailor want?
I think he heard you.
Oh, you're a single girl again, Elaine. You can do what you like.
Yes. Poor old Morell.
Over here, sir.
Ah, you've got to the table. Well done, number one.
I've ordered us both large pink gins, sir.
Jolly good. That'll do for a start.
Congratulations. I see you've some extra gold braid on your cap.
Oh, passage of time, number one.
Hardly. Well done.
Just come from the Admiralty. Things are starting to move again.
I've had a bit of an interval, sir. 2 months of recuperation and relaxation.
Which we deserved, if not necessarily needed.
I needed it, sir. I can still see everything so clearly.
Me too, number one.
There we are, sir. 2 large pink tins. And a jug of cream.
Thank you.
Call me if you want anything else.
Cheers. Absent friends.
Absent friends.
Now then... I've been given a new ship, number one. New job, everything. And they're giving me a river-class frigate, name of Saltash. That's the latest type of escort, and they've given me the rank of commander, because I'm going to be in charge of an escort group.
Your own group, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. That's quite a step up.
And they're giving you another half-stripe, Lieutenant Commander Lockhart.
Lieutenant Commander? What will they think of next?
You deserve it. Now you can get your own command.
My own command? Well, of course, I've always wondered about that.
There are a couple of new corvettes being commissioned. You could do the job standing on your head. And, of course, I'll give you the highest recommendation.
Yes, sir.
Well, they said I could have you as my number one. I said I didn't know if you'd want to.
I don't know what to say.
Senior first officer of an escort group is a good job, but it's not the top one for you. Commanding your own ship is obviously that.
Yes, I suppose it is.
This is all a trifle embarrassing. You make up your own mind and I won't comment either way. But now business over. Drink up and let's have another 2 of these. Waiter!
Tell me about our new ship, sir.
So you've decided to stay with Ericsson?
Yes. I feel I still have a lot to learn from him. Listen, can you get some leave and meet me in Scotland in 2 weeks' time?
Scotland? Are we talking about somewhere near the Clyde?
We are. Well, a friend of mine has a cottage on the banks of Loch Lomond. We could have it while Saltash is fitting out.
I've had the offer of a new job, too.
What new job?
Doing the same thing, but based in Glasgow. Now you're going to be based.
Well, you mean when I come home on leave, you'll be in Glasgow, too? This is wonderful.
What happened to taking it slowly and carefully until after the war?
I was wrong. I want to be with you as much as I can. I think it was the thought of coming home to you that saved me that night. I had something to live for. The ones who didn't were the first to die.
And what about love, Lieutenant Commander Lockhart?
Sorry?
I'm waiting for you to tell me that you love me.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love you.
I love you too. He talks of you a lot, Lieutenant Commander Lockhart.
Does he? How is he, sister? Any improvement?
A little. He seems to be haunted by what happened when you were torpedoed.
I see.
If people knew what you sailors have to go through protecting convoys, they wouldn't complain so much about rationing. Sub-Lieutenant Ferriby, you have a visitor.
Who are you?
It's me, Lockhart.
Lockhart? Oh, dear, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you.
I'm sorry it's been so long. I was in hospital myself for a few weeks.
Don't stay too long. He gets overwrought.
So, Gordon, they're looking after you. Sister seems very nice.
Oh, it's fine, you know.
Good.
Oh, you remember our first day, Lockhart? Snorkers, you know. What sort of 4 inches for a big top-loading sliding breech?
First Lieutenant Bennett, Royal Australian Naval Reserve.
He gave me a rude awakening, I can tell you. Snorkers, good up. It's not, I can't remember, was he, did he, he was on the raft with us.
No, he wasn't, Gordon. Don't you remember? He got a stomach ulcer and left Compass Rose.
Oh, yes. Oh, I got it all mixed up. I could have sworn he was going to shout at me in the water. I thought I was going to die, you know? I sometimes wish I had.
Susan. Come on. Take it easy, old chap.
You see this, Lockhart? On my wrist. It's my string.
I see.
They gave me it for my nerves. They told me I should play with it when I needed to do something.
That's all right, then.
Here we are. Oh, look. Daddy's got a visitor today.
Hello, Mrs. Ferriby. I'm Lockhart. We met at a wardroom party a year or so back.
Oh, yes. I remember.
I can't go back! I can't go back! You have to tell him.
What have you said to him? Sister?
Nothing.
I can't go back.
Now, that's enough. I think you'd better go, sir.
I'm so sorry.
I can't go back.
Erickson's new ship, Saltash, was nearing completion. The war to which Erickson and Lockhart were returning in the autumn of 1943 had reached a hard and hopeful moment. Since the beginning of the year, escorts and convoys in the Atlantic had achieved a sort of rough parity with the U-boats. It had taken a tremendous effort on the part of the Allies, but the number of ships lost was being reduced. The U-boats were not finding it quite so easy as they had in the first 3 years. All the same, there were personal tragedies to bear.
We lost the bridge. Where's the bridge?
George, wake up. George!
Grace.
Another dream.
Put the light on, Grace. Now, maybe I should go next door to John's room. There's no reason why you should lose your sleep.
I won't hear of such a thing. I'm alone enough in this bed, dear.
It's probably just the thought of joining my new ship tomorrow. It's all very well, promotion and a new ship, but I'm 48, Grace.
Oh, don't start that again.
I'm going to be responsible for an escort group. I'm not sure I'm capable.
Then don't do it.
What?
Tell them you want a shore job.
No.
Exactly. You're the most capable man in the service. I'm going to get you some tea.
I don't know.
So, tell me, Second Officer Hallam, what do people do for amusement here in Glasgow?
Midshipman Holt, is this an official inquiry?
No, not really. It's just when I get some leave, I wondered if you would...
How old are you?
Old enough, Mom.
I rather doubt it, Midshipman. What ship are you from?
Saltash. A new frigate.
Oh.
Listen, maybe you'd like to come to the wardroom party when we've fitted her out.
Saltash, can you tell Number One I was sending my regards?
You know our Number One?
I certainly do.
In that case, it's time I was getting back.
Don't forget the papers you came for.
Morning, gentlemen.
Boy, sir.
I thought it would be a good idea to meet you all properly. Engineer Officer Johnston and I have met already. I have all your names here. Let's start with you, Guns.
Lieutenant Allingham, RANVR, sir.
And what were you doing before this, Allingham?
Minesweeping, sir, off the northern coast of Australia. Came here at the end of 42, just done a gunnery course.
Good. Now, navigation officer, Sub-Lieutenant Briggs.
Yes, sir.
What was your last ship, Briggs?
Corvette, sir, Mandrake.
Good. Now, Surgeon Lieutenant Scott Brown.
Well, that's me, sir.
And where have you come from, Doc?
Well, Harley Street, actually, sir.
This is your first ship?
Yes, sir.
Well, you'll be something of a luxury to us. We've never had a proper doctor before, have we, Number One?
No, sir. We haven't.
Now, depth charges. That's Sub-Lieutenant Vincent.
Hey, sir. My last hit was the Trefoil.
Ah, you're in the same escort group as Compass Rose, Vincent.
Yes, sir.
Trefoil. That was the stern escort when we were...
Yes, Number One. And we have one other officer, Midshipman Holt. He's ashore picking up some papers from operations. It'll be a few weeks before we start trials. I want everything on the top line.
We'll do our best for you, Skipper.
I'm sure you will, Allingham. Number One.
Right, sir.
If the gin's arrived, we can have a less formal meeting here at six, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, he seems all right, the Skipper.
What happened to his last ship?
She was torpedoed, right?
30 miles behind the convoy.
Lucky someone spotted them. Wasn't you, was it?
I was officer of the watch that night.
How many were picked up?
About 10 or 11. Nobody could go and look for them till 7 next morning. He lost about 80 of his crew.
Poor bastards.
They want to bring us up to date on the latest developments. Give us a chance to try out new strategies. I'll be away a fortnight.
Things will be a bit more ship-shaped here when you get back, sir.
See, they are.
Everything all right, sir?
I'm just hoping, Number One, that old dogs can learn new tricks.
I'm certain some can, even when they're not particularly old, sir. The new wardroom arrivals seem a good bunch, sir. Quite a bit of experience between them.
I remember you and Ferriby arriving at the dockside hut, Number One. You were both as green as grass.
Ah, here you are. Back at last, Midshipman Holt.
Sorry, sir. The operations was really busy.
Almost think there was a war on, Snotty. You got the papers?
Yes, Number One. By the way, sir, there's a commissioned lovely in operations.
A what?
A wren, sir. Name of Hallam, in operations. Everyone says she's the prettiest girl in the Wrens. Got quite a looker.
You think so?
Not your sister or anything, is she, sir?
Never mind who she is. Move yourself, Mid. The captain's waiting for those papers. At the double!
She was sending her regards, sir.
And now, gentlemen, it's time to see how much of this course you've taken in. Commander Erickson.
Yes, sir.
Let's see the table bells.
Yes, sir.
As you can see, I've deployed the model ships in a convoy configuration here on the tactical plot. Bell here will move the escort as per your orders, Commander Erickson.
Very good, sir.
It's night, mid-Atlantic. The weather is moderate to fair. Your convoy consists of 43 ships. You've an escort of 2 frigates, 3 corvettes, and a destroyer. There's a sighting report of 12 U-boats in your area to the north. But there could be more. Carry on.
Yeoman, immediate signal to frigates 1 and 2. Frigate 1, hold your position and await further orders. Frigate 2, take position 2 miles astern of ship 33.
As date report from Corvette 2, U-boat contact bearing 070 degrees, range 2 miles.
Acknowledge signal. Close up Corvette 3 and 1. Corvette 2, leave convoy on a bearing 075 to investigate.
As date contact bearing 160 degrees, range 1 mile.
Signal wing escorts to investigate.
Sir.
What?
You've moved the side escorts without closing the gap, sir. Shall I move up one of the frigates?
Hit on ship 21. Large fire and multiple explosions.
Engine room. Half speed. Stand by to pick up survivors.
Gaps can be fatal.
Yes. I remember on the Gibraltar run.
Commander Erickson, are you all right?
What?
Are you all right, man?
Feeling a bit hot.
Bell, open the door. Get the commander a glass of water.
No, I'm all right. It's better I make my mistakes here than out in the real Atlantic.
Was the course tough, sir?
Good to be back, number one.
The engine room is finished. Chief's all set for engine trials.
Now let's have a look at the bridge.
Well, you see, the roofing is finished.
Good. Look, number one, I want a few minutes here on my own to get a feel of her.
Understood, sir. I see you're not disturbed.
Thank you, number one.
The ship was bound to change him. Lay the table, will you?
But he didn't lose the ship, Julie. The ship was lost. It wasn't his fault.
I can still see how he might blame himself. This tea smells all right, doesn't it?
I'm glad you feel up to eating again. This morning you had me worried.
This is John Snagg reading it.
The news. You mind if we listen?
A prime example of cooperation between naval and air forces in the Atlantic is described in a joint announcement issued by the Admiralty and the Air Ministry tonight. This is the story. The battle opened just before dawn, when, in perfect weather, a Liberator sighted 3 U-boats on the surface and concentrated its attack on one of the enemy, which is considered to have been sunk. The battle developed in intensity.
Don't let's listen to the news tonight.
Just as you like.
I think I might be pregnant.
Oh.
I know we were making plans for after the war is finished, but accidents will happen. Don't worry, I've made arrangements.
How long have you been keeping this to yourself?
About 6 weeks. I wasn't going to tell you at all,
oh,
but...
God, I feel terrible. Here I've been worrying about Erickson when I should have been worrying about you.
I'm going down to London on Wednesday.
Is that what you really want to do?
I love you so much, Keith. I'd do anything for you. Let's have a drink, eh?
I'll get it.
I suppose Erickson's problem is that he doesn't want to lose another ship. He's doing everything by the book. Then, if God forbid something goes wrong again, he can bear it. You like him a lot, don't you?
Look, about the baby...
It's decided. Put it out of your mind.
I can't. Come here.
Hmm.
Quiet night, number one.
Yes, sir.
Anything I haven't seen in signals?
Just a routine one about a change of ciphers. And Petal signaled about one of the ships showing a stern light.
When was this?
Around one. Petal hailed them and they put it out.
Well, why wasn't I told?
It was solved so quickly there hardly seemed any point, sir.
You know my standing orders, number one. Anything that happens at sea is to be reported to me straight away.
Yes, sir.
Anything at all, no exceptions. I thought I'd made that clear.
Sorry, sir.
I expect you to set an example, number one.
Yes, sir.
What's our course?
128. Next course change due soon, sir.
Very good. This is now a different kind of war.
Sir?
There's no longer room for thinking of people as individuals. At the beginning, maybe, there was time for treating people like sensitive human beings. Time to wonder if people were happy or worried or miserable. Whether they liked you or not. But now, war doesn't seem to be about individuals at all. It's about weapons and toughness.
Yes, sir.
Port 10!
Port 10, sir.
Things are too friendly. We all grew to know each other, like each other. It became too personal, number one. This war requires 100% concentration on the job. That's the only way we'll see this through and come out on top. You get the Germans beaten, number one, and I'll go back to being nice to people. Even you. Understand?
I think so, sir.
What's happened, sir?
Ship 41 has been hit.
How the hell did they hit here in this weather?
God knows, but they have.
Signal for pergolas, sir. Contact 070, attacking. Contact classified as U-boat.
Acknowledge.
How long's the skipper going to keep us on action stations? It's been 6 hours. The idea of convoys was we all stuck together.
Well, tell the old man, he's up there on the bridge.
Yeah, well, I've been on watch 8 hours.
The skipper's tireder than you. He knows what he's doing. Just be ready for that gun when the time comes.
I know she's here somewhere. My hunch is pergola damaged her. She's lying in deep water trying to patch it up, but she has to come up eventually.
What if she's not here, sir? Maybe she wasn't damaged. She could be following the convoy, waiting for night, and we won't be there.
Then I will take the blame. Yeoman, signal to pergola.
Sir.
Return to convoy, sweeping as you go. Report any contacts. Send it immediately.
Sir.
Since we have a superior Azdic and radar and the faster turn of speed, this one will be ours.
Sir, I heard it.
Contact, sir. Faint, but something there. Position 046. Range 2 miles.
It's moving slowly, sir. 045.
Stand by, depth charges.
Depth charge crew standing by, sir.
Target moving slowly right, sir.
Starboard 5.
Starboard 5, sir. Fire depth charges, sir.
Fire depth charges. Bring us about, quartermaster.
Aye, aye, sir. Coming about.
Engines half ahead.
Half ahead it is, sir.
Contact still there, sir. Moving left.
He's trying to dodge us. Stand by stern depth charges. Position number one.
215, sir.
Port 10, quartermaster.
Port 10, sir.
Depth charges.
Aye, aye, sir.
Go, depth charges. Come on. Rakes.
Sir?
Can you see anything?
Nothing, sir.
Damn.
He's moving left still, sir. Contact strong.
With all those depth charges, they must be going through hell down there. Number one.
Still going left.
Number one. Can you smell anything?
It's oil, sir. We've got him!
Slow ahead, quartermaster.
Slow ahead it is, sir.
Rakes, what can you see?
Oil on the surface. Red 2-0, sir.
What do you think, number one?
It's oil, all right.
We've got her, sir!
Oil. Only oil.
Come on. Up you come. Where the hell is it?
I'm going on with the attack.
But, sir,
she's gone deep. You haven't got her. She's released oil from her bilges to try to fool us. We're going on with the attack. Quartermaster, half ahead. Port 10.
Port 10, half ahead. Aye, aye, sir.
Find her again, number one.
It's been an hour, sir. You don't think she could have sunk, do you, sir?
I wish to Christ you'd mind your own business and get on with your job.
Aye, aye, sir.
Wait, number one. There was no wreckage, only oil. She hasn't been sunk. She's playing with us. But by God, I'm going to find her.
Yes, sir.
We're going back to the square search again. We'll keep at action stations.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll go and speak to the Aztec operator. Keep him awake.
Do that.
Normal sweep, Granger. We're doing a box search again.
Oh, no, I see.
And stop that filthy sound.
Follow two.
Well, get on with your work. And, maybe we should have another brew of cocoa while we're at it. Bosun's mate?
Aye, aye, sir.
Look lively, you lot. I think this might be an all-night job.
Lookouts are changing, sir.
Very well, carry on.
Yes, sir.
I know it's here. I know it's here. Steer port 10, quartermaster.
Port 10, sir.
Nothing on the recorder, sir.
What?
Routine report, sir. It's the end of another sweep.
What do you mean, another sweep?
I thought you said to do another sweep, sir.
God almighty, number one, will you please... Don't look at me like that with your damned eyes full of pity. I am not mad or past it. You hear me? There is a bloody U-boat there, and I am going to get it.
Oh. Take it easy, sir.
Get your hands off me. All right. I'm going below for a moment. Take the ship.
Aye, aye, sir. Wheelhouse. Lieutenant Commander Lockhart here.
Very good, sir. Course 073.
Maintain course.
Aye, aye, sir.
What I want from you as medical officer is something to keep me going a few more hours.
You're exhausted, Captain.
Of course I am. I've been up for 2 days. Now give me something, anything, just to keep me going.
I can't.
You can and will. It's an order, Scotland. Look, I've a U-boat to destroy, and I can't do it if I keep falling asleep. Now give me a pill, or an injection, whatever it takes to keep me on my feet for another few hours. Or do I have to root through the bloody drugs cupboard myself?
All right.
I'll give you some Benzedrine.
Yes, what will that do?
It'll make you feel like a spring lamb for 12 hours, then knock you out cold, and you'll wake up with a hell of a hangover.
Yeah, well, don't worry, Doc. I shan't make a habit of it. This is a special occasion.
Mm. I'll fetch you some water to take them with.
Captain.
Yes?
Bridge here, Captain. We've a contact. Good and strong, sir.
Well, I'm on my way. Don't lose it.
What about the pills?
I don't need them now. Out of my way, Doc.
Target, bearing 077, going right. Range 2 miles. Contact solid.
Commence attack. Wheelhouse, Captain here.
Aye, sir. Bearing 077, sir.
Starboard 10, quartermaster.
Starboard 10, sir.
Half ahead.
Half ahead, sir.
Target bearing 080. Range 1,800 yards.
And we're going to get her this time, number one. Stand by, depth charges.
Depth charges primed, standing by, sir.
Yeoman, sir. Immediate signal on RT to Hammer. Salt Ash initiating attack at 0630 hours and give them our position.
Aye, aye, sir. Target moving slowly on same bearing, sir.
They're limping back to the nearest friendly port. Keep your course, quartermaster.
Aye, aye, sir.
Contact solid. closing, sir.
Nothing on the surface, sir.
Echo is closing, sir. Target dead ahead. Range 1,000 yards.
Stand by, depth charges.
That's it, sir.
Go, depth charges. Engine slow ahead. Quartermaster, bring us about.
Go ahead. Come ahead, sir.
There's something coming up, sir. On the starboard beam.
I have it. Oil and wreckage, number one.
Yes, sir.
Lots of it. Well done, everyone. Stop engines. Looks like you scored a direct hit, number one. Smashed it to smithereens.
Yes, indeed, sir.
I knew she was there.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry I ever doubted you.
Letters from shore for you, number one.
Thank you, Mid. What's the smile for?
One's from Second Officer Hallam, sir.
Yes, all right.
God, but she's a corker.
Get out and find something to do, will you?
Yes, sir.
My dearest Keith.
By the time you get this, I'll be on my way to a new temporary posting. Somewhere sunny is all I can say. But I will be back soon. All is well, and I will always, always love you.
3 weeks old. Come.
Holt said you were in here, number one.
Well, what is it, Angham?
Well, I just heard the news. I'm really sorry. Bloody war.
Sorry?
You look forward to a spell of time on shore, and then you get landed with news like this.
Go on.
About your second officer, Helen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, sorry, Sarah. I thought you knew. The ship carrying the rings. Torpedo just off the coast. No survivors. I heard it over at operations.
Julie dead.
In 1944 was not the end of the war, but by then the end was certainly well in sight. On a sunny day at the beginning of May 1945, with German forces surrendering all over Europe, Saltash sailed for the last time as an escort. This time, escorting surrendered German submarines up to Loch Yew.
Quite a sight, eh, number one? Dead slow ahead.
Dead slow ahead, sir.
Stand by, head rope.
Aye, aye, sir. Coming onto the bearing now, sir.
Stop both, Chief.
Stop both, sir.
I have grown old in this war.
I added up all the statistics for Compass Road. 98,000 miles we did in her. But I never did it for Saltash. Seemed unlucky. I wish some of the others could have seen this day. Morell, Chief Watts.
Yes. They deserve to see all these U-boats captured. The war won.
Young Baker, Tallow, Tunbridge, Rose, and Wells.
Which one was Wells?
It's the signalman on Compass Row, sir.
Oh, yes, of course, Wells. Yes, I remember him. And Julie Hallam, number one. I would have liked her to have seen this and been waiting for you on the quay.
Yes, sir. Me too.
On, sir!
Slow astern both, Chief.
Slow astern both, sir.
I'm glad I stayed on with you.
I'm glad too. It's meant a lot.
Let's go, anchor!
Aye, aye, sir. Let's go.
Well, that's it. Finished with main engines.
Finished with main engines, sir.
right in the end. After all that, we only sank two U-boats.
Yes, sir. And we worked hard enough for them. God knows.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, number one. We certainly did.
The victory at sea was won at a considerable cost. 780 U-boats had been sunk, 3,000 Allied ships were sent to the bottom, and 30,000 seamen had been killed. Now, there are only memories. Memories of the men and women who had fought and died to keep open a crucial lifeline with the rest of the world. Memories of those whose sacrifice was made for the people of a small island.
Nicholas Montserrat's The Cruel Sea was adapted by Joe Dunlop and narrated by Sir Donald Sinden. Lieutenant Commander Erickson was played by Philip Maddock. Lieutenant Lockhart, Paul Rees. Sub-Lieutenant Ferriby, Michael Maloney. Sub-Lieutenant Morell, John Webb. Second Officer Julie Hallam, Helen Baxendale. Grace Erickson, Deborah Berlin. Lieutenant Bennett, Danny Webb. Chief Watts, Bernard Gallagher. Dykes, Tom Hillier. Greg, Jack Davenport. Tallow, Tony Selby. Elaine Morell, Emma Cunniff. Edie Gregg, Louise Germain. Wells, Rupert Holiday Evans. Gladys Bell, Jane Whittenshaw. John Erickson, David Antrobus. Mavis Ferriby, Alice Arnold. Smith, Don McCorkindale. Brown, David Holt. Baker, Henry Naylor. Rose, Dominic Rickards. Wainwright, Vincent Brimble. Wilkins, David Timpson. Allingham, Spencer Banks. Other parts were played by members of the cast. With many thanks to the Merseyside Maritime Museum, Simon Ruffle, the Royal Navy, the Flower Class Corvette Association and other veterans groups, including the crews of HMCS Sackville and the John W. Brown. Technical presentation was by Richard Beardsmore, Paul Arnold, Colin Guthrie and Brian Thompson. The Cruel Sea was produced and directed independently for BBC Worldwide by Jonathan Ruffle.